Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable Tuesday, January 27th, 2026, 6 p.m. I'd like to first call the meeting to order and to remind everybody that this is not a public participation meeting. We have Rob Eloise here from CROG, who is going to present a proposal, or what do you call it? It's
Concept.
a concept plan for 384 interchange. And we don't know if it's going to go anywhere or anything, but we've been working on it for a little while, quite a while. And we're hoping to get it to the DOT. And if they do something, we're golden. If they don't, we're no further ahead than where we are. So at this point, I'll turn it over to Rob Eloise from CROG.
Thank you.
And if you don't know who CROG is, it's the Connecticut Region Capital Region Council of Governments, which is consists of our COG consists of 38 towns in the local district area, and we deal they cover us in governmental issues. They interface between us and the DOT and the legislation and all kinds of stuff. So it's all yours, Rob. Hope I set you up.
Thanks. Thanks. Appreciate it. Let me just try to get my computer working correctly. Yeah, thanks. I'm Rob Eloise. I'm Director of Transportation at CROG. We're the regional, not only the Regional Council of Governments, but we serve as the Metropolitan Planning Organization for the Greater Hartford area, which means we have, that's a federal designation. And in funding issues with federal funds, it gives towns a say in how federal funds are obligated or used, along with DOT, of course. So we interact quite a bit with DOT, especially on funding issues and on planning issues. And the town of Bolton has made us aware of the issues at Bolton Notch for a while now. Initially, well, let me get into the issues, which I'm sure you guys are all aware of. Some of the main issues are the town is just bisected by I-384, the prior rail, the big grade along Route 6, alongside Route 6. As you can see here, really access between where we are now and the northern part of town is limited to these three areas, right? On the west end of town, Route 85, on the far east end of town at oh, I'm sorry.
Can't believe
At Steeles Crossing Road, and then in the center at Notch Road, and Notch Road being partial access. So you really only have that right in, right out off the freeway, which is, as you know, is very challenging. So that's just kind of those issues were brought to us along with the lack of pedestrian and bicycle connectivity, both on the roads and across that area, but also to the Hop River Trail. And as you know, if you're anywhere east of the Notch and are trying to get to the trail, is you have to go against the law and travel along 384 to that access driveway off of 384. So I'm sure I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Then again, if you're trying to get from 44 from the east to go on 6 to the east, there's no way to get there. You got to hit 384 and get off the next exit or take some cut through roads. So there's a real lack of connectivity in the Notch area that we don't see typically, especially for motor vehicles. We don't see that kind of lack of connectivity anymore. It's more common with bikes and peds, and we're trying to solve all those issues. But here we have issues with both bikes, peds, and vehicles. And so when we looked into this, and here's just an overview of the connections that are either not provided, prohibited, or very difficult. And so really our purpose and need with this is to improve safety and connectivity. When this comes up, this is going to show you some of the concepts that were options back when there was an intention to extend what's now 384, which before was designated as a different route, all the way to the east, at one time envisioned going to Providence. But all of these options had full connectivity at Bolton Notch, just like there was before it was constructed. So really what you're left with right now is an interim condition at the end of a freeway that was never intended to be to continue like that. And that's why you have such a partial access situation. So what did we aim to do about it? Well, back around 15 years ago, there was a study, and we advanced that study through CROG. It was called the Hop River Corridor Study. One of the areas it looked at was this area. And it came up with a few solutions, a few minor solutions, and a major solution for the notch. This being the major interchange reconfiguration that would restore full access, including access to the trail, all the vehicular connections. We brought this to DOT, and in the end, they said, this is too expensive. It's not a priority for DOT at the moment. Now, that was a while ago, but there's still concerns about the cost. Current estimates that we have estimate this as being over $80 million for this interchange reconstruction. There's a flyover of the highway here, a long flyover. There's also a new interchange with some new extension roadways where my cursor is. I don't know if people can see my cursor, but you're dealing with a number of new bridges and a number of new intersections. So we thought, you know, it's worth it for us to take a look and see if we can do something less that could be more cost effective in this area. So that's what we've been working with the town to try to do. And I have to say, we didn't succeed to the level I thought we would. I was hoping to get a solution that was less costly than we did, but we did get something that is more cost effective than this. As you can see from this, 44 is really the through route here, you know, from 384 to 44. And it kind of takes six over and creates a new interchange over here with some extension roadways. What we came up with was kind of making six the through route and having a sort of a diamond interchange with that. By extending 44 down this way, you would still have this slip ramp onto 384, but you'd extend 44 down this way and realign Notch Road with this. So therefore you'd have an intersection at the end of Notch Road, a proper intersection, where you could get anywhere, east, west, and also onto 44 to the northeast. And you could get in every direction. Along with this, the trail could have a new connection. You could take it from the post office along this side of the roadway, down across these bridges, up here to a new trailhead on some town property over here that could access the trail. So really you're improving connectivity not only to the trail, but across the rail, across the trail, across where the railroad was, into this Bolton Notch extension area. So you are taking care of the connectivity issues. The bridges are a lot less expensive in this option. They're not flyovers flying over the highway. They're a lot shorter. So this comes out, we estimate this to be in the $50 million range. So it's not cheap, but it's not $80 million. And I think those costs are more, should be viewed more relative to each other than actual like hard numbers. A lot gets determined as things like this move through concept design, preliminary design, final design that determine the real numbers. But relative to each other, I think they're fairly accurate. So we have not officially presented this to the DOT. The town wanted to bring this. What's preferable when we go to the DOT is to have some form of town support, or else they're not going to look at it. So in doing so, the town wanted to have a meeting like this, gauge sentiment from the community, present it to the community, and figure out what their stance is going to be, so that we could effectively move this potentially to DOT, get their project concept unit looking at it, generally approve have approval of the concept, so their concept design unit could put their own set of eyes on it and make sure everything looked feasible to them. That being said, this is just a concept. This is concept design. Things change when they get in front of different sets of eyes. And in fact, there's a state law that every intersection needs to be analyzed for an intersection control evaluation by state law, where they look at different forms for each intersection that is in any plan, any major plan. And so I just want to point out that this is not a done deal. This is a concept. It's the general concept of six being the through nonstop route and 44 being the controlled with some intersections to get onto the other routes. So with that, I'll just go into a little bit of what happens going forward. If the Bolton indicates concept support, preferably documented support, we would transfer the files we have, which include capacity analysis, which each of the intersections performs adequately, our report and our analysis to CONDOT. Our traffic counts are a little bit dated that we use, so we'd actually get some new traffic counts out there as we did that, and just make sure our data was completely up to date, and request what's called a pitch meeting with CONDOT, what I call CONDOT brass. Usually that's the chief engineer at CONDOT and a lot of decision makers. If they give a go ahead, it usually goes to CONDOT's concept development unit for review. And then, if their review is favorable, both us and the DOT try to identify funding opportunities for the concept. So that's kind of where we stand right now. And just thank you. I know I was pretty brief. Hopefully I was brief enough, but just wanted to give you a brief overview of what we've been working on. I know the images are a little small, so maybe I'll bring that back up here.
Roll that up a little bit. Or just
it's not my screen full. I don't know.
Jim just by getting rid of the people at the top.
Zoom it in a little bit. Yeah.
Choosing the view.
So the general concept here is that you come at 384 and you want to go on 6, you just stay right on the road and you just keep going. But if you wanted to go 44, you would have to take that little exit ramp and you would hit that intersection, which would be an intersection of Notch Road. And that one's going to have a light at it.
We have a light on this. The light does work well because coming off of the freeway, the way things could be phased is that if you're coming to make the right like you do now on Notch Road, really, you would have an island that would prevent you from going across, straight across. Because what we wanted to do is when this phase goes, taking lefts or rights, and they can't go through, you can have a protected bike ped path phase right across the on-ramp. So at that time that this approach is going, we're gonna prohibit physically, is what we're proposing, through movements. And so you would get a protected phase across the on-ramp.
So it's not a shortcut to get back on 6.
No. No, yeah. If you're going, if you're staying on six, you really should be taking, you know, it's opposite as now. Right now, if you're going six, you get in the right lane.
That's right.
Here, you'd stay in the left lane and you'd fly over. So really, this is just for local access to 44 and Notch Road coming this way. So really, you're having two bridges instead of one here for Route 6 traffic. But 44, this would really ideal. This would really connect the town and coming straight through here, straight shot to 44 for Notch Road and Vice Break.
And that light could be very controlled.
Right.
For time.
Right. So that's in the proposal now. We did also look at a roundabout here, which would work, but it doesn't have that benefit of the protected phase across the on-ramp for the biped trail.
Does any of the board have any questions? For Rob?
I think I confused myself there with the last clarification. So does the Route 6 go over the road that's going that north?
Yes.
Okay.
Route 6 here, there'd be two bridges here.
So Route 6 is over the top of that.
Right.
Okay. We
just take it and throw this one.
I was thinking that was a bridge over the top of Route 6.
No.
So Route 6 would maintain the speed.
Okay.
And then if you're coming off of the highway, you'd have to stop and make a decision to go left or right.
44, you get off here, and at this light, you can't go straight through. You would have to go 44 east or to Notch Road.
But no, you couldn't go through if there were a bike head crossing, but otherwise that would be...
What would prevent you from getting through there?
We would provide an island. We're proposing an island of some sort.
Just like a raid?
Would make you go either left or right. A divider island to make you either...
So you couldn't go straight through.
Right. And that would protect, during that signal phase, would protect the bikes from crossing the on-ramp. It doesn't have to be that way. You could have something without an island. But we thought it would be a nice attribute to have protection for the multi-use trip.
So if you want to go 6 east from 44 west, you would come down on this lane here all the way through and then be able to turn?
Yeah.
Yes. That makes sense to everybody? Can you catch that? Let me do it again.
Can we get a copy of this?
It's on your computers.
Okay, great.
All right.
How high is this thing going to be?
It's the same height as it is now. Right now, if you're going 6 west, you're going off a flyover anyhow. That bridge is in fair condition. So, you know, one of the selling points of this to the DOT is, hey, you have a bridge in fair condition anyhow. Why not replace it? So it's going to be the same height as the bridge now, but it just be in both directions instead of one.
So you probably can't see it from out there, but this is the existing road right there. And then this is the existing interchange.
Right, that's the bridge.
Right there.
Flying over the 44 ramp.
Yeah. Which is right there.
So with the red light eastbound and stop signs westbound, would that be adequate for traffic flow then?
Yeah.
Red light.
Is there a red light?
We did capacity analysis on this, and you can see in the fallouts there what capacity analysis resulted in. Level of service, which one is the, I'm trying to...
44 Quarry. We don't have the stop.
We don't have the stop sign one. But it's...
And it's fine. It's A.
It's level of service A.
So explain that to me like I'm 5.
Level service gives a level like a grade, like in school. There's level service A, B, C, D, E, and F. So it's the same as school, but there's an E. and F is failing. And A is the delays are so low that it's operating pretty much almost free flow, you know? So Annika's checking into it. What is the level of service there?
Yeah, at the stop sign on the westbound off ramp, that's a level of service A. We get max like 2-3 vehicles waiting at any given, like at the worst case. So it's very so. Well, that's the stop sign, and then at the light.
This one.
The stop sign is in between the two.
That's the stop sign. That's not on the image, and then. And then at the southern light, the new intersection, you can see that's a level of service B. Both if we did it right now and if we did it 25 years in the future with traffic growth, still a level of service B, which again is like.
It says 17 vehicles.
17 seconds of vehicle you'd be okay. Waiting on average to get through from any direction.
I think the threshold for a level of service A. I believe it's 20 seconds. I'm not positive.
Okay, thank you very much. One of the things that I do want to just, you know, express my appreciation for is the integration of the bike path route and the protected transportation. I think that would be a great asset.
What's the black from circle there where Notch Road extension meets Notch Road and that little side road going up?
This is the current road now, which would have to be dead-ended or cul-de-sac.
Goes away.
It would go away. This connection would go away. And this here would be a potential trailhead for the trail, a parking area.
That would be the old quarry?
And the quarry is over here. So the quarry stays.
Oh, it's on that side.
So there'll be a new bridge over the trail here. Get you out to that intersection.
Right.
And what is the big black spot?
That's the intersection, the new intersection.
A new intersection. Right at the end of Notch Road extension.
It's sort of there's a stop sign there. There would be stop control. And that's approximately where the current intersection of Notch Road extension and Notch Road is.
There's an existing building right here.
That's one of the questions. Yeah. And
that's just the point.
What happens to exist?
So the apartments go.
That's the point. Not in
the apartments would need to be a land acquisition compensated by the Department of Transportation. A project this size would have to be initiated by the DOT. And they have land acquisition policies and relocation policies that they'd have to abide by, including just compensation. So
and is that included in the $50 million estimate?
Yes. It's mid-50s, yeah.
Okay.
Any of the board members have any other questions? I think we're good. I apologize. You can't be sitting here all night taking questions because we have to finish our regular meeting that we have, and then we have another meeting after that. But we will be forwarding all kinds of good stuff. Is this presentation what you just showed going to be a bit?
I sent it to.
Yeah, okay. We'll post it on the internet on the town's website sometime during the week this week.
Okay.
So this information will be publicly available.
I hope that.
How long would it take?
Don't know. No answers. We're not here for that. We're just trying to move a plan forward and. Kind of, we have to give Krog a letter that says, as the selectmen, we approve of this concept and we'd like to see it move forward.
And I believe the board is going to want your input as the public before they make that. So I think we will be planning a public meeting for the public to interact with the board of selectmen about this issue before we write any letters and move things forward.
But even with that being said,
it would be years.
It still goes to the DOT, and if they say okay, then they're the ones you're going to have meetings with the department, right? Not necessarily us.
Yes, it's especially they would be in charge of design, and there's usually a whole environmental process along with design. And there'd be meetings for that prior to design, and then there'd be meetings during design, public meetings, and opportunities to comment. And as I mentioned, if we're looking for general support for this concept, but specifics all get worked out through other processes, and there's bound to be revisions of,
And DOT would engage in their own public process if they chose to, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be, it moves forward, there's plenty of opportunities. So we just wanted to have Rob here to present it to you and give you an idea so that there's no mystery behind it. We just had to wait for a certain period of time to do that. So I hope it helps everybody out. Look in your emails.
And you can all stay for the exciting meetings that are happening. But thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming. We appreciate it. And it's nice to see public input. Public interest. Yeah. What was your question, Amanda? Oh, you look like you were trying to ask a question.
I'm trying to go to stop sign. We're in the stoplight to burn
them. Oh.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. Appreciate it. See, we'll probably see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Sounds good.
Three times in 1 week.
Right.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Annika.
Yeah.
Thank appreciate you, Annika. Time today.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Patrice. You're welcome. I didn't want to miss this, but I know it's really distracting.
Create, inspire, and tax department. That's why you see Lori here. You see Matt here.
What?
Are you leaving? Are you zooming in?
Fire commission.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, you're gonna stay.
I'm zooming in over you.
Zooming right in. Home.
So, okay, to move this forward,
we are AP next.
There's a board discussion on CROG presentation. I think we pretty much had that opportunity. Is there any other questions or anything about it?
The only other thing I wanted to say was I like when I originally had heard the Route 6 and 44 or 6 going over the top of that new Notch Road piece. Wouldn't it make more sense for 6 to go under so that way you don't have to build two new bridges for Route 6? You just have to build a new bridge for Notch Road to go over the top of Route 6?
Well, it's 644. It's Notch 44. That carries 44 that way too, both ways, east and west.
Okay. I mean, not I'd have to see it again, but
yeah, not the total Notch Road, but the part of it that interchanges with Bolton and
right.
Or if you want to go 44 east, goes that way,
right?
And six, the bridge is kind of already there, so
no,
the,
I know.
The grades are already kind of by Patrice. All right. Is that everybody good with that for the moment?
Rodney, we'll set up a question.
Meeting on that.
Rodney, can I ask you a question?
About the
Bruce.
Bruce, how are you? This about the interchange?
Yeah, two questions, real quick.
Yep.
Coming from England Hardware 44 westbound to get on Route 6, that goes down to the new stoplight. And then takes a left on Route 6 eastbound?
That would be a correct statement.
Because I see the rail trail divider there. I'm wondering if that would affect that. Or it's
I don't have it in front of me anymore. Yeah. I'm sorry. We weren't looking for public questions and input and whatever. What was your second question?
Coming off 384 at 60 miles an hour, coming to a stoplight would be interesting. That's my only other comment. No question. No comment needed.
Oh, okay. Yep,
thank you.
I'm sorry, who is that was just speaking?
Bruce Dixon, fire chief.
And their position?
I'm the fire chief in town.
Thank you.
He's seen it all down there.
I'm assuming that's our board clerk on the Coventry Land Use.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David. I was questioning that too.
Thank you, Bruce. So let's see. Let's consider an act on the accounts payable.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I'll make a motion to approve accounts payable for the amount of $123,043.70.
Second.
That was David and Tim.
Is there any discussion? Gwen.
I'll try not to cough. I'm sorry that I'm hoping I'm not spreading germs, but I'm sorry about that my voice sounds bad and that I'm coughing. Page 10. Legal services under Halloran and Sage. My interest is peaked with the copyright infringement claim. Yeah. Can you tell us what that is?
Oh, sure. We used an image that was found on the internet, which, by the way, says that you can use it. And we used it, and then got a letter that said, we can't use it, and they want us to pay money for it. So we turned that over to the town attorney, and Halloran Sage actually has somebody on staff that deals with this stuff. And they also found where the image said it can be used publicly and put an end to it. But it took some effort.
And for what purpose did we use it?
I don't, it was just an image that I think that was used on the Bolton Bulletin that Sue Ellen had pulled off the internet.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Wow. Okay, page 12. There are two late fees to Lowe's. These have shown up before too.
They're rolling to page 13.
Wrong way.
Yep, there's one on 12. And they're not huge amounts, but they keep showing up. And that's just concerning. It seems like that's just money out the door. We should be able to control our payments so that we're not paying late fees. So that's just a comment. Is there
we've talked about this before.
Yep.
At the very quickest, depending on how things fall, your process is well over 20 days long. By the time we get the bills, we put them through the AP meeting, and then they get paid. It is generally about 27 days. And unless we find a different way of doing this, there's no way to make that change.
And so what's the trigger for Lowe's? Is it what?
It's 30 days, I believe.
From purchase date. So do they don't
every 2 weeks?
Well, the guys don't necessarily bring in their receipts every day.
But if we get the bill tomorrow, right? You're having your AP meeting today. If we get the bill tomorrow, right? You know, the next AP meeting isn't for 2 weeks. And we have a cutoff date to get the information to the finance department so they can get it in this format for the board to approve. So there's bills that come in between the cutoff date and the next AP meeting that don't make the next AP cycle. And then so this gets approved presumably tonight, and we wait for the minutes to get posted before the bills get sent out, and the bills will get sent out either Friday or Monday. And so, you know, then you're waiting on the post office to get bills paid. So you're very often over 30 days. So when we are signing contracts, we typically put 45 days per payment.
Is this a Lowe's charge card, or is this
it is? It's a Lowe's account.
Okay.
Yeah.
With the new Tyler technologies, is there an opportunity to
expedite?
Well, not expedite, but like bring the charge in and then be able to like snap a picture of the receipt, put it with the charge, and then that goes to you, reducing the amount of time between when
it's not an invoice.
Okay.
What is it? So it's
It would be the invoice. Okay, you're saying the invoice from Lowe's, and then the receipt that you get from the town has to match that.
Right.
Okay.
I actually don't see any transactions that are less than $700 unless they're generated in my department. That's what the town's financial policy is. So if Lori, as a department head, wants to make a purchase within her budget and it's $700 or less, that doesn't come to me for any sort of approval. The only approval it gets is after finance looks at it to make sure she has the money when she asks for the purchase order. And then the approval comes from the Board of Selectmen at the AP meeting.
I'd have to spend too much time on it because it isn't a lot of money, but I wonder if it is possible to negotiate different corporate terms with Lowe's.
We'll pay it with another charge card.
Yeah, it seems like there's got to be a solution.
We haven't found one yet. We keep trying. It's one of the reasons that we're trying to do all of this work to get department heads into the Tyler system so that, you know, we can streamline the process. And it will also free up time at the finance department. So maybe our cutoff date is, instead of Tuesday mornings before AP, it becomes Thursday mornings before AP, because they're not then entering all this data into the system manually, because every department head is doing that when they're requesting a purchase. We're trying to come at it from many different angles.
Thank you. So also on page 13, under Lowe's, interest charged on purchases. Is that interest that we're paying on top of the late fees?
I did see that, and I questioned it myself, but it was after 3 o'clock, so I was not able to ask.
Okay, because that's two late fees and interest on something. It seems like Lowe's. Can we do business with somebody else? That's what I would say.
We also do business with Home Depot. We also do business with England Hardware, but not everybody carries all of the things that we need. So there's no, there's no one stop shopping.
They're just not treating the town very well.
Is an account the same as a credit card?
These are credit cards.
So we have an account, and they use a Lowe's credit card.
In other words, like
Home Depot credit card to make
for the farm. Like, we have an account with various vendors, and we can just get a PO and put it on our account. It's not necessarily a credit card.
So with Lowe's and Home Depot, they are credit cards. That are tied to an account.
And the other choice is maybe to not use Lowe's credit cards.
But then how do you make the purchase?
You just use a regular charge card. I go there all the time. I never use it. I don't have Lowe's and Home Depot cards.
Right, but we also by using the Lowe's card, we also get discounts.
So if they're covering the
I think your discounts are more than covering the late fees.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, just, and we can stop spending time on this, but quick Googling, Lowe's website says they offer commercial accounts, net 60 terms.
Oh, okay.
So they might just be sending us for a loop and grabbing the money.
Yeah, might need to get the right person on the customer service to switch the terms and conditions on the account.
Yeah, so maybe somebody could look into that. Sure.
It's a good idea.
Good.
There you go.
Thanks. Thanks. I don't have any other comments.
David had one, and then I have one.
Yeah, page 2, the driver's side mirror for the Dodge Ram. Did a mailbox get taken out?
Was it my?
I don't think with the mirror.
Okay.
Something got.
I guess it was driver's side, so hopefully it wouldn't have been the mirror.
Yes, I would agree.
And if there's nothing, my question just on, I think it was page 7. What is lift guide for the highway?
It's exactly what it's a part, there's a lift at the highway garage that needed a part. So we have to, OSHA requires that it be inspected on an annual basis. And usually when there's an inspection, there are some requirements for repairs. And I believe that was a repair that was required as a result of the inspection.
Thank you.
So it is a piece for the lift at the town garage.
Is there any other questions?
Listen.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. I see Bob's not here, right? I haven't seen him yet. So that's 6 yes, and Bob DiPietro is absent.
Hi, this is your recording clerk. What was the amount that was approved?
Please. The amount listed, which is $123,043.70.
Thank you.
Yep. Now, next, consider and act on budget transfers. Okay, so one.
There's one that you have to act on, and there's one that and Bryce pointed out to us that we needed to change the names.
Yep.
So we've created a new sheet that's been sent to all of the department heads with all the correct names on it.
Oh,
okay. Would it be?
That's fine.
Well, if we want a motion, or should we? Can I comment before we motion?
We need a motion.
Yeah, no,
first.
I will make a motion to approve. Do we approve in bulk or do we approve one by one?
One of them is for informational purposes only.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
This the one that you need board approval is the $6,000.
We only do 3,000 in it.
$2,000 above 2,000.
Okay. Thank you. To approve budget transfer for $6,000 for from admin payroll to payroll.
10 seconds.
And so my comment before we vote on it too, and this just may be a personal preference, is that the one that we vote does accurately reflect the current makeup of the board. Just so that ends up correctly in the minutes.
So that's just in the records?
I'm not sure I understand the comment.
So he's saying before, when we actually
get a new sheet has been created, but these packages were already made. So the new sheet was not changed in the package.
And it has all the new signatures.
It has.
And it'll go.
There's no signatures. It's just it's an approval by vote.
Great.
So what are you recommending here? That we just,
I guess that was more of a comment too. I mean,
so before it goes in the file, we want to scratch out all these names that.
Yeah, I just want to make sure that right as we vote on it, that is the accurate word on it. So
amended to say that.
So either we right, I don't for discussion. Do we table this until it is? You know,
let me go see if I can find the form.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea to table this. There, that's probably important that money get transferred at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't need to make a stink of it. I'm
especially
just
all this overtime. They've been.
This came up before.
And new form is out and has all the names proper on it.
That I remember what we did.
I received it today.
That you got it.
Same
yep,
thing.
Right.
Yeah,
Bruce has the correct one. So
right. Thank you, Chief.
Right, I remember that too.
And I can't remember what we did.
No,
we waited.
I don't need to be waiting. So. If Bruce has the correct one, the correct one is
in there somewhere,
new packet or.
No, what I suspect happened to someone, there was a pile somewhere that someone had already printed out and they just grabbed this off the top.
Right.
Because some of the ones that we've had in the past were blank. They didn't have any names on them at all.
Should we keep moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, I think what Bryce is just asking is like, if this was in a file, make sure it's the right form. So, so right now, but right is
there... Yeah, I mean, as long as right, we make a motion that it just
yeah.
Is the form.
Yeah,
if
there's like all the form out form. Here,
who showed us those two?
Perfect. Even filled out.
It's even filled out. Great. So,
yeah.
Then I will amend my motion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To accept that form that Jim has and not what's in the packet.
Tim will second the amendment.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's 6 yes. And Bob DiPietro is still absent. Do we have a number 6? Do we have
move
a
adjourn?
Tim moves to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. David seconded that.
Oh.